driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you at the Discount Drug Mart store, 5270 Center Road in Brunswick Hills. Come on out and see us in the time that we have left here. We have, of course, with us Jabal Sheard. You're going to hear from him shortly. Browns outside linebacker Bernie Kosar is here as well. Greeting fans and signing the autographs. It's been a great day, a great turnover. Lots of folks have come out to be a part of this. And, again, Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. And we are very pleased to have with us now, and Nathan Zagura is in the Dog Bowl in Berea, to have with us Jabal Sheard, spending his day off here. And, Jabal, I want to start this out with, obviously, we know how things happened this past Sunday against the Steelers. So a day like today where it's your own time, can you clear your head? Can you put that behind you now and you know, really focus on what's ahead? Or how much does that frustration still sort of linger, especially just these last two games, the way they went?
It's a bitter taste because it wasn't even a close game, you know what I mean? So it really hurts. And, I mean, we're still affected by it. I mean, guys were moping around kind of yesterday. I mean, like, just, you know, on your face, you could just see guys weren't happy. But, I mean, by the end of the day, we was already looking at the next week's game and, I mean, focusing in on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jabal, talk a little bit about, now that we're this far into the season, 12 weeks in, the transition from being kind of a 4-3 defensive end to a 3-4 outside linebacker in this Ray Horton defense. How has that been for you? And it seems like you kind of took to it like a duck to water, they say, immediately. How comfortable do you feel now that you're this far in to the season?
Great. I love it. I mean, you get to disguise so much and just show so many different looks that guys actually don't even know you're coming, and sometimes you come unblocked. And, I mean, with Ray Horton and just the way he called things, he calls plays fit towards the players. And, I mean, if I'm not comfortable covering a receiver, I mean, he's not going to call that play. So, I mean, it's kind of good, man. Ray works it out and makes it very comfortable.
I mean, as a defense as a whole, this has been a good year. I mean, this has been the one thing we can talk about with this team. I know the losses still leave you flat because you want more than that, and you want it to add up to something other than just good stats. But the numbers say that this is one of the better defenses. And give me a sense of what it's like to be a part of it, especially now that you've had this many games to experience it. Your sense of how good this thing is, but how much better you can see it getting in the seasons to come.
I mean, we got a lot of improvement. Third down and red zone has been our biggest focus. But, I mean, we got great players on defense. I mean, it's been – since I've been here, we've been bringing in guys on defense year-round. I mean, yeah. Just trying to figure out the pieces and trying to get things to work. I mean, our secondary is stacked. I mean, our middle linebacker, a great dude. I mean, he knows everything. And, I mean, it's so many playmakers out there that we all just – adjust off of one another. Like if somebody mess up, somebody's gonna fix it and make it right because we got that many playmakers.
You brought up the middle linebacker, of course, DaQuell Jackson, and he's more than just that. I mean, he's doing his job on the field, but he's such a leader for this football team. And this is a time, we've talked about it on this show, Nathan and I have written about it on ClevelandBrowns.com. The leadership factor is big at moments like these when you're not having the success you want, when things are going not the way you want them to go. Give me a feel for the kinds of things that he's doing. Is it T.J. Ward? You know, who are the guys that are kind of speaking up and taking that leadership role, and how are you receiving that as one of their teammates?
Well, I mean, Quell's always been a voice and speaking up and, I mean, just saying what needs to be said. I mean, Jason Campbell was doing a good job last week. He was speaking up and just bringing guys in, and I mean, you kind of feel more comfortable when your quarterback's the guy that's kind of doing it on the offensive side. And everybody has a little something to say. I mean, just to keep the younger guys focused, you know. And I mean, leader-wise, I mean, mainly it's Quell. You know what I mean, DaQuell Jackson. But I mean, everybody kind of leads in a different way.
Talk a little bit about these final five games. We heard Rob Chudzinski come on and say to us that, you know, this is a five-game season. And what are you looking to do and accomplish in these final five games as you wrap up potentially the 2013 season?
Just win every one of them. Just take it one game at a time. I mean, here, starting off with Jacksonville, I mean, everybody looks over them like they're a bad team. But, I mean, all their games have been close, and, I mean, they're on a two-game winning streak. So, I mean, we just got to start off with Jacksonville and focus in on them and just continue that every game. I mean, every week after that, just focus in on one team at a time.
And as you look at we've said the importance of sticking together. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned DeQuell talked about the comments that T.J. Ward had made. Rob Chudzinski, I know, talked about with you guys as a whole team saying you got to stick together. You got to stick together even though the frustration can be there. But it's important to have that, and it's important, isn't it, to show that you're part of something that's being built. You guys are still accountable and still being assessed every game here for the future. So regardless of what's on the line, there is a lot on the line for all of you.
Yeah. I mean, every day is an interview. I mean, every game is an interview. So, I mean, you got to show what you can do. You got to show up. You got to show up to play. I mean, that's what you're paid to do. But nonetheless, I mean, it's still one game at a time, though. Yeah. I mean, it's still focus in and dial in. Just this week, you can't look too far ahead.
When you look at this Jacksonville Jaguars team that has won two of their last three games since coming off of the bye week, they don't have Justin Blackmon. They really don't have a lot of quote-unquote superstars, but they're finding ways to win. What are some of the keys to slowing this offense down with Maurice Jones-Drew playing so well of late in week number 13?
Definitely stopping him. I mean, the last time we played him was my rookie year, and I think he had like 300 yards on us rushing. So it's definitely going to be continuing to do what we do, stopping the run first. And once we get a chance to get after the quarterback and just go get him. I mean, they do a good job of getting the ball out quick and setting screens to slow down the defensive line. But we got to do a good job of staying consistent and just being disciplined and tackling.
And one of the biggest things that I think was taken away from a defensive standpoint in this last game was the inability to get pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, or at least sufficient pressure to make it difficult on him. As you have had a chance to kind of study things, hear what the coaches had to say, what was the biggest problem with the front seven not having that kind of pressure game that you've been really consistently having as one of the top sacking teams in the league?
Well, teams have been doing a good job of getting rid of the ball fast. I mean, that, and they've had the lead, so it's been more so of a run game, you know, guys just controlling the game, controlling the clock.
Right.
But, I mean, Ben was doing a good job of getting rid of the ball fast. And, I mean, we did have opportunities that we missed. I mean, I missed a sack. And, I mean, he's a big guy to get down. So, I mean, he was a hard tackle. But, I mean, we just got to stay consistent. Just keep after it. I mean, sometimes you get frustrated with guys getting the ball out fast and you kind of stop pass rushing. So, I mean, just stay focused and just keep rushing. And, I mean, eventually you'll get there.
Certainly you will. Talk a little bit about Barkevius Mingo, the first-round pick. Plays the same position as you, outside linebacker. Talk about a little bit about how his season has gone. Started hot with the four sacks early. Hasn't gotten to the quarterback late. But what do you see from Barkevius, and what are your expectations for him the rest of this season?
Tremendous athlete, man. He could do so much. I mean, Ray tries to put that in the package with me, him, and Krug in the game at the same time. But, I mean, he's just going to continue to get better. He's still young and he just got things to work on, but I mean, he's going to continue to get better in and out. I mean, just got to stay focused and just continue the season strong.
And you've had a chance, of course, to work with Ray Horton and see the kind of creativity he has, and then having Coach Brian Baker work with you as the outside linebackers. And Joe Cullen, I know it's kind of a duo because he sees that group as – he specifically works with the linemen, but you guys as a front seven. Just give me a sense of the coaching influences now that you've been exposed to. Your career started, you had Dick Geron here and different people that you worked with for those first couple of years. Now it's this group. What are some of the biggest areas that you've – learn from and can take forward with you from this particular coaching group?
A lot. I mean, I don't know if it's just that I got older and I matured a lot. I mean, but
that's part of it. Yeah.
But in meetings, you could see how much coaches expect from you and how much they really care and just want you to win. I mean, Bakes, a guy that's constantly on you. I mean, the smallest things he might picks out, but it's only because he expects so much from you. And I mean, Ray the same way. I mean, it's the small things that they nab at, but it's because they expect you to be perfect. I mean, they almost expect us to make every play and every play to be sound perfect. But I mean, they show great leadership. I mean, they're creative with the things they do. They put in hard work and watching film and studying and even just watching us. I mean, they do a great job of just knowing what we're good at and just helping us to do what we're good at, not really trying to change us and, oh, you got to rush like this, or, you know, they just try to help us at, do what we're good at.
Jabal, coming into the break, one of the big issues with this defense was the ability to get off the field on third downs. Since coming off the bye, you held Cincinnati to 1 of 14 on third downs. Pittsburgh last week was just 4 of 14 on third downs. What were the adjustments that were made, and what has led to this improvement, really, in third down efficiency?
No adjustments. Just guys getting called out. I mean, coach called us out, and, I mean, that's what we've been focusing on. In practice, and I mean, we've been doing the same thing since week one. Guys have just been more consistent and just focusing in and paying attention to details and just getting off the field. We know we got to get off the field.
Jabal, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and again, we wish you all the best the rest of the way.
Thanks, no problem. Thanks for having me.
He is Jabal Sheard, outside linebacker for the Browns. He is here with me at the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills, 5270 Center Road, and he's finishing out the last of his time here, signing some autographs, posing for pictures, where it is 97 Browns jersey. The big man is here. Is another big man, Bernie Kosar, also signing autographs, posing for pictures. People have come out and have really been enjoying themselves. This has been really a lot of fun. And we've got more show to go with you. And if you want to weigh in, 216-578-0850 or via Twitter, and we'll probably get into some of those tweets that you've been sending to @Browns_daily. Vic Carucci here at DDM and Nathan Zagura there in Berea in the Dog Bowl. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.